This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Mike Schultz from Peabody, a frequent guest here on MSO News Sports. And we often talk politics, and we often talk sports on the website as well. We're going to mix it up a little bit, Mike, but welcome.
Hey, Bill. How are you? It's been a while.
But I know.
Glad to see you.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Yeah. So here we are in 2018, and you've come across a story that, you know, is that I certainly don't remember or was not aware of ever, you know, one of those things, but must have been at one point. But Donald Trump was interested in buying the Patriots back. When was this? And tell me about how you stumbled across this story.
Okay, 1988, Donald Trump was one of the people that was looking to buy the Patriots. What happened, I don't know. The final thing, it's easily looked up. I happened to stumble across the story because I was going through some old newspapers, and I happened to be in the 88 thing, and I saw this thing, I think it was in the Peabody Times, it says Donald Trump. I said, oh, there's an interesting thing. Donald Trump was one of the wanted to buy the New England Patriots, and I think at one time he even wanted to do the Buffalo Bills, but he got rejected, okay? And whether it was maybe he really didn't have all the money that he said he did or whatever. So it was something like that. But I thought it was an interesting thing, especially coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so we have the big Super Bowl. We also, obviously, since that time, he's, I believe he ran for president and is president of the United States right now, Donald Trump. You know, it's funny, when you were saying that, you know, it's like there's no other Donald Trump. I mean, in other words, you know how sometimes you know somebody, like there's a Mike Schultz. Oh, yeah, there's a, I think I knew a Mike Schultz maybe when I grew up somewhere else. But there's definitely, it's funny, it's just, there's no other Donald Trump.
Did you know that he has a Super Bowl ring from the last Super Bowl that Kraft gave him?
I do know that.
Oh, okay. So
that's not the one he stole Brady's jersey out of Houston or wherever it was. No.
Yeah. No. This was Kraft actually gave him a Super Bowl ring. Why I don't know, but you know, Kraft and he quote friends, you know, and Brady says, "Oh, I like us. I golf with him," and then Brady's wife said, "You don't ever mention that again." So Brady backed right down. So Trump didn't back down. He's still a thing, but can you imagine if he was in control of the Patriots and all the guys that protest the Black Lives Matter, he'd fire them.
Yeah.
He'd fire them. So he might be firing half our team.
Yeah. Well, that could be. Also, another maybe we wouldn't be where we are. Who knows if that were the case? You know what I'm saying? It'd be more. Maybe he'd be more like the old George Steinbrenner type of ownership. Who knows?
Yeah. Could you see working for Donald Trump? I mean, you missed that pass today. You're fired. You know. So we'd have a bunch of people that were, you know, lower paid, et cetera, you know, or didn't get paid, you know, after the games that they performed. They didn't get paid, just like the builders that never get paid. Wow. So,
wow. Wow, now you're interjecting politics into this, Mike. And but anyways, it's a huge game coming up on Sunday, the Super Bowl. You know, here's another thing. This was my idea that we were talking about. We would talk to some football coaches here in the days ahead and also talk to them about the Blizzard of 78 because it's the 40th anniversary of the Blizzard of 78. I hope my math's right on that. Yeah. So that'll be coming up in just a few days here. But, you know, so I thought it'd be interesting to hear some stories from folks about the Blizzard of 78, people that we know now. Obviously, that was a kind of a defining moment, you know, weather-wise in this region for probably the last half century and more, to be quite honest with you. But tell us, Mike, what were you doing when the Blizzard of 78 hit?
I was actually working that day. I was working in Tewksbury, and I lived in Peabody. And basically, I was working at a place that everybody around there who worked there came from, like, Peabody, Wilmington area. But they sent them all home because the snow was so bad. But they kept me there for the customers to come in to pick up their cars and stuff like that. And I'm the one that lived the furthest away, and everybody else went home. So when I closed it, I was driving a little Volkswagen Bug, which is a great car to drive in the snow. And I got out to 93, and as I'm driving on 93, bear in mind, plows were not working half the time on that thing. And I could hear all the snow scraping the bottom of the pan. So as I went down 93 and then I got onto 128, it was just starting down further south to shut down 128, but it wasn't where I was. And this had to be like 3 in the afternoon, maybe. And I got down and I got up to the Linfield split, where it would go left to Peabody and right to where Goodwin Circle was. And I got up there and I said, you know, I'm going to get off the highway and I'm going to go around the circle. I'm going to get into Peabody and go down like Lynn or Linfield Street. And so I did, and I got on and I got in and I got up here and I get my car in the driveway only about a quarter of the way in, but it was off the street and in the driveway. And I got inside. My wife said, is it bad out there? And, I was like, you don't even want to know. And so then we had the rest of it, and it all got snowed in. Now, I can remember, I ran out of beer. So who walked up to...
Oh, my gosh, now. Yes. Okay, forget this trip home.
Yes.
Now the impact of the storm really hits.
Yes, we're stuck inside. So I walk up to the shopping center, and Cappy's was there.
Okay,
and then there was a Stop and Shop across the street. And so went up there to see if Stop and Shop was open to get food and stuff like that. Now, part of the thing is when you walked up to there, when you get to the bridge that went over 128 on Andover Street, the snow was right up to the railings because that was a state road, and Peabody stopped plowing up to that point and on the other side of the bridge, so that you walked, if you were driving up Andover Street, you came up to a wall of snow on the bridge, so that you had to walk up over. You were above the railings, okay, and you could look down, and all the exit was full of cars right up to the windshield, okay? Right. So I never would have been able to get off that exit to get to Andover Street to where I lived, okay, if I hadn't done what I did. And then ended up that Cappy's was closed, and Stop and Shop was open, but they didn't have any beer. So I walked down to Central Street, down to, I think it was McNamara's Liquor downtown, and they were open. And they had, I said, well, give me 2 cases of whatever, Schlitz or whatever it was. And so here I am walking back, and I got 2 cases.
You have your toboggan and Saint Bernard with you. You're rescuing the community.
Yeah. I wish I did, but what I did was I had the 2 cases in my arm, and I'm gonna walk home all the way up, to the shopping center from McNamara's with the 2 cases of beer. And all of a sudden, the National Guard stopped, and they said, "Can I give you a lift?" And I said, "You certainly can." The guy drove me right up to the bottom of my street. And I said, "Can I give you a beer?" He said, no, I'm working." And he saved my whole thing. And then we were stuck inside for a week. And when they came up into my neighborhood.
Now, hold on. Now, I'm going to stop you here because don't keep that thought. Don't finish that thought yet. But so I had a friend a little older than me, was in the National Guard. And if he had stopped by, from the stories that I heard, when he was doing National Guard duty, if he had stopped by giving you a lift, he might have taken you up, and he and his friend would have taken you up on the beer offer.
Well, being a little older, Bill, in 1968, I think, when was the great blackout, the electrical blackout? That was 65, I think.
Okay. I think so, yeah. That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, my friend, I was just going in the Navy, and a friend of mine was in the National Guard, and two friends were in the National Guard, and we were ordered into town to take people down from the Prudential Center. Okay, so all the lights were out and everything else. I had the top down of my convertible. We're driving through everything, and we did take some beers for that. But when they came up to clean up the snow, they brought up this thing. It was so deep that it was like a thing from the airport, they said. And it was a large, like a snow eater. It was like a truck that had it was like a snowblower built on a truck.
Yeah.
Okay, and it was a big green thing, I remember that. And it just came up, and it went up the street, and it just chewed everything up and threw the snow back into a thing in the back. And so it just chewed it up. And after it went up, there were walls of ice, okay, that went right up probably 7-8 feet okay, just flat on the sides of the road, and people would cut holes in it to get into their house. That was that. It was that bad, and it went on for a week. The people that I work for out in Tewksbury were saying, "Oh, when are you coming in?" I said, "Well, when can I drive there?" You know. Yeah. "Oh, well, I'll come down and pick you up with a tractor." And I said, "So you're going to make sure that I get all the way back there to do work with that, you know, nobody's coming in for, and then you're going to drive me back? No, you can stay with me." I said, "What about my family? You know, my family, my son, my wife, you know." So we that had a problem. I left that guy shortly after that, you know. Yeah.
And the, I know you know automobiles, and I remember my dad, when I was a kid, had a Volkswagen. Yeah. So now you're saying that a car like that, and those back in those days, they were very simple, very light cars, but you're saying it was actually good in snow?
It was outstanding in snow because the engine sat right over the rear wheels. So you had plenty of traction on that. And, you know, the pan was, it was a flat pan. Anything like that, like a mid-engine or a rear wheel at that time, because they didn't have too many front-wheel drive cars, and definitely not too many four-wheel drive cars. You know,
I got you. All right, so we're with Mike Schultz here. We're talking. What are we talking about? Trump and the Patriots. Also, our question of the week here is: what were you doing during the blizzard of 1978? And so I guess that's. What about the communities? Do you remember the just the recovery process? I mean, around here the weather kind of tends to warm up. Must have warmed up after a week, and things began to, the melting process must have started, right? I mean,
I remember one of the things people were watching for was what part of 128 would be cleared. It took a week to clear out 128 and then get the cars out of the exit. It took a long time before they reopened, before the governor then Dukakis said you can drive.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and I got my Dukakis sweater on here right now today. Yeah. So I'm I guess I'm dressed for this. So all right, last thing here, just a little note on Peabody. We're at Peabody News, Peabody things going on. We kind of talked a little bit before starting this, is that the construction in Peabody or different projects in downtown Peabody is continuing. I know there was some news we didn't talk about this, but there was some grant money for developing different research or plans. But there is actually work going, more development work happening in downtown Peabody soon, right?
Yes. Currently going on now is there's some new restaurants coming into downtown Peabody. There's going to be a brew house. I think it's called Granite State Brewery. And next to it is going to be the Mexican restaurant. The small one that's up by the city hall now, where that other building is next to Brody's, and there's a new high-end restaurant. I think it's coming out of Winthrop, Mexican restaurant in the old congressman's office next to where they're developing the O'Shea building. The O'Shea building, by the way, has got. Going to have like 26 apartments, and they're moving Brody's into there, and that'll be a big boost for Brody's, because it'll actually have like a bar, but it'll have a restaurant area too, instead of just a bar with some seats, you know. And they can do all their restaurant food, which is a big seller, but they can't get that many people in, but they will be in this. And the building that Brody's in, and the Mexican restaurant, and the little pizza place there, that's coming down. Okay, we bought the land underneath it. That's all coming down. As soon as Brody's is into the new O'Shea building, it's going to be there. And then all that will come down. And that's going to be a park, and there'll be a statue there of George Peabody, who, you know, there's statues of him all over the place, but Peabody. You know, which is an odd thing. I mean, that's what it's named for. And then we just acquired a new grant from Walnut Street all the way up to Wilson Square. Is going to be a total $10 million redeveloping sidewalks, lights, handicapped access, widening of the streets, the thing, all the way up. So it's big improvement on traffic and stuff like that.
All right, we'll stop there, Mike, but we'll get back together very soon here and follow up. There's so many things to talk about on politics and news from around the local area and the region as well, and nationally as well. But we'll save that for another time. But we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Mike Schultz with us from Peabody here on MSONewsSports.com.